Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Kudos to... Yay. Look at that.
Thank you.
You might have turned me around on bangs. Well, you look great.
Thank you.
Look at ya.
Thanks.
Bold.
I opted for a change. I asked you guys yesterday if I should be reckless and get bangs with a fairly new stylist who I'd only been to twice before our big photo shoot on Sunday. And we took some calls, and I feel like it was kind of before and after. And Kristen, you had a great idea of doing it mid-photo shoot, but that was a little too, like, risque for me. And then I checked the Burt Show Insta story where we post. Rebecca posts stuff every day, and she posted a poll, and 53% of Burt Show listeners said, do it.
You
and
just
so
cleared the wire. Huh?
thank goodness for those, that 3% of people that pushed you over the edge.
Yeah, my personal poll said, do not do it. But I was like, I'm going to listen to the Burt Show poll.
That is a great cut for you.
Thanks. Thank you. I like it. It feels good. When I had bangs last time, it was before I got married, but like I just remember feeling like I could vibe in it, and I really liked it, and I had wanted them my whole life, and every stylist I went to is like, very nicely, but like, hey, your face is really round, you shouldn't get bangs, like, it's a big cut. And no one really wanted to do it, and I found someone to do it before, and I loved them, so... I'm glad to get to bring him back.
You look amazing, babe.
Thanks.
When you walked in the house, was Chad like, bring that thing over here?
Yeah, wow. And he was like, I think he was a little in shock because I didn't tell him anything. And he also didn't see the Insta stories. So he just thought I was getting a trim. And I walked back in with like full on bangs. And then my son wouldn't speak to me because I don't think he recognized me. I had to like move the hair out of the way and be like, it's mama. And he's like,
hey, I remember you now. Yeah. It looks great.
Thank
good
you.
Good call. Thanks. Really good call. All right, test on morality.
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a situation.
Great.
And you need to tell me what you would do if you were the main character in this situation. So you and your significant other have been together for years, and you've been noticing they're a little off, but they tell you it's just stress and work and not to worry. Y'all love doing outdoor stuff, so you decide to take them hiking. You call your sibling to go with you because you're all friends and they also love the outdoors. As the three of you are hiking up the edge of a cliff to a beautiful view, you stop and take a break to take in your surroundings. Your significant other, who has been really agitated, confesses to you that he slept with your sibling a week ago. Your sibling has their head down. They're sitting a little ways away, but they don't seem shaken. Your significant other apologizes and says that we were drunk and it'll never happen again. Your sibling does not apologize and walks away quietly, but then slips on a rock. They grab onto your significant other for support, and they both go over the edge of the cliff. The fall was far, but not far enough to kill them, but they're both badly hurt and unconscious. You call 911, and while you're waiting in the ER, the doctor comes out and says they're both alive, but they need certain things or they will certainly die. Your sibling needs a blood transfusion, and you're a match. And your significant other needs a kidney transplant, and you are also a match. Do you give your blood to your sibling, making yourself too weak to give a kidney to your significant other? Or do you give your significant other your kidney, leaving you unable to donate blood? You can only do one. What do you do in this situation?
There's not a third option that I'm going to miss both of them?
That's the morality test. Is being cheated on worth killing somebody over?
I didn't kill him.
That was the universe. Yes.
That was instant karma.
Damn.
So I'm putting myself in this situation, and of course it's my husband Bart and it's my brother, which is really weird, but
the
okay
plot thickens.
Right, it does.
This really is a question that you would you'd answer differently depending on where you are in your relationship with your significant other.
I kid you not. No, for me, like, honestly, none of that matters. Like, all of that that just got disclosed goes out the window. And now I'm looking at, my husband and I have a child together. I'm going to save the father of my child for the sake of my child. If we didn't have a child, my brother has three kids. I might save my brother so they don't lose their dad.
What if neither you nor your brother had kids?
Okay, all right.
Let's make it easy. Take kids out of the equation.
Okay.
And at this point, you have been together. Technically, it's married for several years, but it's just together for several years.
Who is demented enough to come up with this?
Someone has a little too much time on their hands.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I started answering. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Wow. So neither is really not an option.
Yeah, it's an option.
It is an option.
It is an option.
Because I feel like they didn't request my help when they did what they did. So I don't much want to help anybody right now either. I don't know.
All right, I'll answer. I would save my brother 100% because I don't want to have to deal with the repercussions from my family if I don't. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm not really close to my brother, so I'm saving my significant other, and it's not even a question.
Yeah.
And then I'm dumping her as soon as she gets healthy.
I would probably save my sister because I think it would be easier to live with myself.
Mm.
Even though I would be more disappointed in my sister than I think I would my significant other.
Interesting.
And Krista is really struggling with it.
But again, she didn't apologize for sleeping with your significant other.
Oh, she didn't care. No. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, she has no remorse for sleeping with your spouse.
And your significant other has been feeling the guilt for a while because they've been off and agitated.
Oh, that actually turned me around.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a family meeting at the hospital with my husband's family and my family, and they're going to decide.
That rock, wasn't paper, an scissors. Option. What's that?
Rock, paper, scissors.
I'm flipping a coin.
Yes.
Heads, I save my husband. Tails, I save my brother.
Really?
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you got to do the right thing, right?
Well, the right thing is saving both of them, but you can't.
You can't.
I know. My brother's not going to hear this. I'm saving my husband.
What would you do?
We're not in Lexington anymore. My brother's not going to hear it. I'm saving my husband.
I donate the kidney, hold it over his head for the rest of his life, and then get a blood bank to do the blood transfusion.
She had more time to chew on it.
Yeah. I did. And I don't think that's actually playing by the rules. I think
it's not.
Drawing outside the lines.
It's not. The Burt Show.